KI4DOS, KI4DOS, KF4YKX. KI4DOS, KF4YKX.
HNR, N4ZLK. 4HNR, N4ZLK. N4ZLK clear.
You didn't get tied up in that bomb threat the other night on the interstate, did you? KI4DOS mobile.
N4ZLK. I didn't get caught on the interstate, but I got caught in all the traffic all around it. Because excuse. Hang on a second. Again, sorry about that. I was eating on some pistachios. Got choked. No, I had some pickups all around Highway 20 and Augusta Road, so. And there was a station looking for you not 3 minutes ago, a KF4YKX or something like that.
Harry, hadn't heard him in a long time, but thanks for that. I'm sorry you got caught up in all that. I didn't know what it was about, and I went in and checked my email on the computer, and then I went over to the MSN website, you know, to just see what the news was, and there was a big thing on there saying that there was a bomb threat over there that a transport police made a stop, and evidently whoever he pulled over said that was not coherent to hell with what they were supposed to be doing. So they shut the whole interstate down right through that area.
They mentioned today they pulled them over about 2:15, and I drove by them at somewhere 2:30, 3 o'clock. I saw her out there. There was two of them, and they had two trucks pulled over, but they said the female, and I saw the truck she had pulled over. But yeah, it sure created a mess. Fortunately, I was able to sneak around some back roads, even though there was half of Greenville County seemed to be doing the same thing.
You know, that stuff happens, unfortunately. Yeah, I don't know what would possess somebody to make that kind of statement, but all they want to do is cause hate and discontent.
I would imagine that pretty much ruins your trucking career. I can't imagine they'd let him keep his license after that, and he's going to do some jail time, I hope, anyway, because that's not a joke, you know. You don't mess around with saying things like that, and especially as many people as it affected.
I got a dude here, he don't know what he's doing, he's got a pulling a trailer. And he pulled off the road, and then he pulled back right out in front of me. Guess I just mind my P's and Q's and watch what they're doing instead of what, you know, they should be doing. He don't know which way he's going. Now he's got his four-ways on. I don't know what he's going to do. But, yeah, I imagine that trucking career is over for that person.
Thing to do, though, it makes you question the motivation behind it. Just the whole situation. But anyway, the police did a nice job of handling it, you know, the best they could, and the state troopers were out on all the back roads and directing traffic at all the major intersections of the, you know, so they got out there pretty quick. They're handling it. I think they even quit collecting tolls on the toll road so that people could use that to get around.
I heard that, but of course I didn't read everything that was said about it, but I'm glad they did such a good job of taking care of the situation, and you know, there was nothing to it other than just a threat, because in that area, it could have caused all kinds of mess for a long time.
How's that, Gary? Fortunately, that part is over anyway, so hopefully he was just a little crazy and not really intent on, you know, practicing on something, you know. Anyway, I'm pulling back in the yard here, Gary. I'll let you go for a little bit. You have a good evening. You enjoy. And I hope to talk to you later on. KI4DOS, N4ZLK.
Tell Miss Beth we said hello when you get back home this evening. You be safe out there and watch all the other crazies. There's a lot of us out here. 7-4-DOS mobile.